Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim. We're holding now on the first parak, in the fifth parak, in the first halacha of Siyata Dishmaya. We've already seen grace and grace and flows in Teres Hashem. It's been just phenomenal. We're in the sixth Shir in this series of Shi'urim in the Rambam. Parak Aleph Aleph. And again, this is based on the Torah of Mori Rabbi Hagoyin Hamuflog, Hamuflog, Machan Rav Manzitzal, Rosh Yeshiva Zichr Tzadik Vracha, Lishmo Zichr Tavz Kol Nefesh. Ve'anachnu lamadnu b'ashiur HaKudem Tisod HaDvarim, that according to the Chachomim, the Gemara, Sot and Tavim Dalid, the Hagdorah of the Mulchama is, Mulchama's Mitzvah is that the Mulchama is a Mulchama. It has to have a Gedel Mulchama. In other words, if the Torah defined it as a Mulchama, which is Mulchama Samolik, and Mulchama Shiva Amin, so since the Torah defines that as a Mulchama, that's called a Mulchama. That's a Mulchama Smith. It has to be a massive Mulchama. When the Goyim come upon us, Esis Yisrael Miyatzal Shabu Aleim, that's a massive Mulchama. Since it's a massive Mulchama, maybe it's a Mulchama Smith. But when we attack the Goyim, the Lo Lesi Alai, we make a preemptive strike, that's not called the Mulchama Smith. That's not a massive of Mulchama. There's not a predefined massive of Mulchama. That's a Mulchama that we create. That's not what the Torah defines as Mulchama Smith. If it's already a Mulchama, that was brought upon us, that's a Mulchama Smith. And that's, as Shom Yadzar, they attacked us. Oh, it's a massive of Mulchama. And of course, Amalek and Shiv Samin, Torah tells us to go to that war. That's the matter of Mulcham. That's the Tanakhama. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Muda by the Fit Tachlis. Muda the Fit Tachlis, I mean, if the Tachlis of this Mulcham is a Chova, then it's a Mulchemes Mitzvah. If the Tachlis is a Rishus, then it's a Mulchemes Rishus. And therefore, if you have Mulchemes Mamalik, yeah, the Tachlis is obviously a Chova, Mulchama Shiva Amin, and the Tachlis is a Mulchama. To destroy the Shiva Amin is a Chova, Esiyah Miyatzah Shiva Aleim, to protect ourselves, a Chova. Excuse me, we're being attacked. That's not considered a Chova, that's only considered a Mitzvah. That's why in the Gemara, you define it as a Mulchama's Mitzvah. Malik and the Shisam and Rechovos, they're the Tachas of Rechova. But when we're being attacked, so it's a mitzvah, but it's not a Rechova. Why? Because you don't have to endanger yourself to save someone else. So since you don't have to endanger yourself to save someone, you don't have to get involved in this war. So it's not a chova, but it's a mitzvah. And the same thing applies when to make a preemptive strike. You don't have to endanger yourself to stop the Goyim from attacking. But if you do, it's a mitzvah. It's not a chova. So he defines Amalek and Shazam and his chovas and Miyad Tsar and Akum de Lalesa Lai was Rishus. So Adkan Tam Sisanian. You know, sometimes we summarize previous Shurim and then somebody say, hey, what do you mean by that? So we flush this out a lot more in the previous year. Here I'm just giving the Tam Sisanian because it has to take us to the next year, the Derech of Moraine of Rabbeinu. יש לו לא חוסך במילים, יש לו ברוך השם. עת מאוד פורה, יש לו הרבה מה לומר, הוא אומר את זה, לא מתבייש. יש אנשים שאוהבים את הקיצור, אז אני אוהב את האריכות של רבנו. עכשיו רבנו יביא יסוד הזה. ויסוד הזה נראה מסוגיית הגמרא, this הגדורה that we have, that if it's a matzah of mochoma, that's what makes it a mochomis mitzvah. We can see this from the Gemara in Maseches Eruvin, and daf mem hei amud alef, ובדברי הרמב״ם שם. הבה נראה מה כתוב שם בגמרא. בערב דף מ"ה כתוב אמר רב יהודה אמר רב נוכרים שצרו על עיירות ישראל אין יוצאים עליהם בכלי זיינון ואין מחללים עליהם את השבת. When goyim besieged Jewish cities, you don't go out with your weapons and you don't mechalel Shabbos. It's not permitted to be mechalel Shabbos in the siege. etc. באמת דבורים אמורים כשבור לסכם אומן. This is all talking about where they come for monetary matters. אבל בור לסכם פושרס, but if they come not לסכם אומן, but they come על לסכם פושרס, they come to take lives, and so בשמק, יצא מעליהם בכלי זיינון ומחל, etc. Then, all is permitted in love and words, they say. Once allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. They're coming for money, no, and if they're coming for lives, then yes. ובעיר הסמוכה לספר, אפילו לא בא לסכי נפשות, אלא לסכי קש, וטבע וקש, יוצאים עליהם בכלי זיינן. And if we're talking about an עיר הסמוכה לספר, a city that's at the border, then not only we then even if they're only coming for some straw, they're coming, they want some straw, so it doesn't matter. You gotta risk your life, you gotta go out on Shabbos, and you gotta fight. Why even be Mechal Shabbos? Because it's next to the border. This Gemara is used by Lubavitch Rebbe very, very often to prove that you're not allowed to give land to our enemies. So you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if they come out. Yiras Mechal Esfar. Imagine you give them a Yiras Mechal Esfar. You give them that territory. Oh my gosh. You have to fight to keep it, not to give it away. So that was the Rebbe's thing, of course. Rav Avadya Yosef knew that Gemara. He argued, at least if it would bring peace. In the end, we see that giving away land doesn't bring peace. I'll call upon him. There's an interesting side note. So that's the Gemara in Maseches Eruvin 45a. The Rambam, in the second paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, in the 23rd Halacha, I always get excited when I learn Rambams in Hilchos Shabbos, because at home I don't have the whole Franco Rambam. I have Baruch Hashem, I got a Rambam for my Bar Mitzvah. It's the only Bar Mitzvah present that's left. My set of Rambam, I have next to my Bible over here where I learn. And some time back, I brought two volumes of the Franco Rambam on Zmanim. So anything that's in Zmanim, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chanukah, Purim, Pesach, etc. So I have those Franco Rambams, and then in the back they have all the tzionim. I love that. So I think, Perek Beis, Halachah Gimel. You should look it up, see what's in the back. Anyway. All the Maram Kamos and the Kashas and Terutzim. It's delicious. So the Rambam Haskins, Goyim Shetzov, Al Yoros Yisroel, Yim Bar Luskim Om, Neim Chal Moim Es HaShabbos, Vein Osim Yim Moim Luchome. But if Goyim siege Jewish cities, if they come for monetary matters, Yinam Chal Shabbos, and you don't wage war, like the Gemara says, if it's near Smuch Lisfar, it's after Mechalim and Shabbos, there is Chul Shabbos. Uvuchom HaKom Yim Abol is Gein Fashas. However, in every case, if they're coming to take lives, if they're coming as Gein Mom Yim Abchal Shabbos, and this is Smuch Lisfar. But if they're coming as Gein Fashas, Osha Archu Muhammad, or they engaged in war. Osha Saru Stam, or Stam they made a siege. How do you say Stam in English? Stam. Yoytim Alem B'Klei Zayin, Zayin. Then you're allowed to go out with Klei Zayin. U'mitzvah Kol Yisrael She'echodim Lovoi. And it's a mitzvah on all Jews who can come. Lotzeis V'lazol L'Achem She'b'Motzor. To come and help their brothers who are besieged. U'l'hatzilom Mi'ad Hagoyim B'Shabbos. And to save them from the hands of the Goyim on Saturday, on Shabbat. And it is forbidden for them to tarry. Etc. Ayin sham b'divrei Rambam. Uvenasi kelev. As in Vav B'Dvar Rambam, not only if they're coming to take lives, or the skin of Foshas, Ayim Chal Shabbos, El Shigam Bebo Stam, even if Stam they come, Kol She'en Yadua Shabal Liskei Mamon, as long as it's not known that they're coming for monetary matters, the Chal Shabbos. If you know they're coming for monetary matters, because they want your money, so then there's no Chal Shabbos. Isn't that interesting? Even though they're coming for your money, they want your money. Doesn't matter. No chil shabbos. No, for the money of the tzibur, the money of the tzibur is pikuach nefesh. Akopanim, that's a sefer written about it by Rabbi Neir Yehutali, one of the great Talmidei Chachamim of the Dati Lumi world. So he is safer about psikali yinei habim for tzarech harabim. Akoponim, they're coming for money, you don't wage war. But if you don't know that they're coming for money, then you wage war even on Shabbos. You protect the Yiram Chal Shabbos if it's money. But if it's not for money, even if it's Bo Sam, then you're Chal Shabbos, even if you don't, you don't know why they're coming. And so writes the Torah in Aruch Chaim, Shin Choftes, and Shulchan Aruch there, and Sivov. And the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef explain, same man, the rabbi of the young Israel of Safed, Rabbi Joseph Caro. So he writes, it's a Sephardi rabbi, he writes, Mishum Sophic Nefashis Lahaka, if they're coming Stam, see you in of Sophic Nefashis, maybe it's for life, you don't know. So as long as you don't know this for a moment, you're Michal Shabbos. So maybe it's for Nefashis. So we have to understand. And the Mitzat Sheni, it's suffering the fashas of those coming to save. So mehechetesi, to be doche, suffering pikuach nefesh, mishum suffering the fashas. So weird. Why would you be doche, suffering pikuach nefesh, in other words, they're only in a doubtful state of danger. So the people who are coming to save them are now going to put themselves into a doubtful danger. They also might end up being in danger. They also might end up dying. So if it's Safik Bikor Nefesh, so Mechi Tesi, the Bidurcha is Safik Bikor Nefesh, that they shouldn't have the Safik Bikor Nefesh. Come and save them. And even that Los Maimonides is recorded in a previous shir, who says that if it's Safik Sakhan, you have to save the other person. Because if Mishnah writes, that's only Mishum Safik Negev Vadei. In other words, if the other guy is in Vadei Sakhan, and you might be in danger, so you have to go and save him. But if it's Safik against Safik, who says you're Chayiv? They're only in Safik Sachan, who says you have to go saved. Shulchan Aruch, Siv Ches, right there about somebody who sees a Sfina, who has a Jew in it, that is Mitharefis Bayam. Yachad and Yerdof, Mitzvah Ko Odom Chal Lem Shabbos, G'day Ratzina. So it's a mitzvah on every person, M'chal Shabbos, in order to save them. Berheite there, so on Shulchan Aruch Harav writes in Afkamina, is when there's no chashas sakan for the Masil. If there's no chashas sakan for the Masil, then if you see a ship that's in trouble, or a yachid is near enough, you have to save him. But if not, you don't have to save him. So Mishnah over here, where there's a chashas sakan al atzmo, you shouldn't be misaki yourself. So weird. So we have to say that since it's a din milchama, there's no din of pikuach nefesh. As we discussed in the previous year, when you're in a matzav of milchama, the din of pikuach nefesh is waived. B'shu yesh kan mitzvos v'chiyu hasala. And then you have nochamo, a mitzvah and a chiyuv to save. Since it's a din milchama, there's no more any of pikuach nefesh. You don't have to worry about your life because that's the nature of war, is that people are killed. And the melech is a mitzvah and a chiyuv of hatzala. Like the Rambam writes, in the case of the ship, the yachad and yirdof, it's not a matzah of milchama. But here it's a matzah of milchama. And the melech, you're not mashgiach, you don't have to pay attention to any Kuch nefesh. Ah, you have the chayra and the sad that they came on this game on. There's no war. And then there's the din kuch nefesh. Shein b'zechi of hatzala. B'neim shuva la matzilim sofik nefoshes lahakal. B'lo yischai bu hatzala. If they came for money. So then it comes out that there's no war. There's no war, then it's then regularly in a pikuach nefesh, there's no chiyuv hatzala. So again, why don't we say about the matzilim, sofik nefoshes lahakal, and I'm mischayev in hatzala? So we have to say that even if they come al iskei mamon, that's included in mechamis mitzvah. We have to say it's a mechamis mitzvah, otherwise we require rishus on hedon melech, and that's not mentioned at all. Not in the sugya, not in the Rambam. So this bowl of iskei mamon is also a matzav of mechamis mitzvah. Now, this is not a case of Ezra Sisson Yad Atzar. The Chayr is in the Mulchamis Mitzvah because the Din Atzal is in the Fashis, saving the Jews from their enemies. So we have to say, as we explain, Shikarot Halim Mishem Mulcham of Lom Mitzvah Satzal. It's not a Din Atzal, it's a Din Hashem Mulcham. That's the Hashem Mulcham. The Gam Chayagavne, Sof Haribo Alehem, La milchama, v'havolei milchamas choyva, sheshuv, ein badin pikuach nefesh. Since they came from milchama, this is now called milchamas choyva, and there's no din pikuach nefesh. Like we said, that's the hagdara of milchamas mitzvah, is that it's a matzav of milchama. When there's a matzav of milchama, there's a mitzvah to fight it. And what's that? That's when Amalek should assign it, or when they're attacking you. That's a matzah milchama, they have to fight. And we see this in Vur and Rambam, Shibuchol Malkom Yibol Iskein Fashis, or Shibuchol Malchama, or Shisaru Sam, Tzir Machal Shabbos. What does the Rambam mean when he says Archol Malchama? He says, Bol Iskein Fashis, we understand, coming for life. Saru Sam, they stand a siege. That's also a Rosh Hashanah. This is Aruch Mulcham. Ma'am, the Kavanah Rambam. Ve'em Duba. Rambam Kfar Iskir Iskin Nefesh of Tzilul Sam. Ma'aruch Mulcham. So we have to say, Shad is V'chibush greida. They're just coming to capture. And agav, people are going to be killed. And the chiddush of the Rambam is, it's not that they want to wage war. They just want to settle in this place. Chiddush of the Rambam is that that's the din of Muhammad. Even that's a din mulchama. When it's kibush greida v'agav yeharu, they're not actually coming to kill. They're just coming for the land. And then agav, if you stop them, then they're going to kill. So the Rambam said, Rambam is telling you this has a din mulchama, and therefore there's no need to pikuach nefesh of avodah hatzila. We don't have to worry about that. And therefore the Rambam is told it. And the fact that it's a mulchama, that's why the Rambam says Aruch mulchama. This is a din mulchama. So you see, al kol panim, our hagdara of mulchama mitzvah. When is mulchama mitzvah? When it's a matter of mulchama. All these cases are matzav of mulchama. And that's why we're mechal Shabbos, and you endanger your life. Even for Sarusam, and you don't have to pay any attention to Safi Pikuach Nefesh. Why aren't you paying any attention to Safi Pikuach? Because it's a matzav melchom. A matzav melchom, you don't pay any attention to Safi Pikuach Nefesh. Just like a matzav mulcham, you don't pay any attention to the subject of kol nefesh. So to a matzav mulcham, defined as a mulcham mitzvah. Because otherwise, if that would be the hagdara, then what's why endanger yourself to save them if so is Sam? The answer is since this is mukdar as a matzav mulcham. You don't have to worry anymore about pikuach nefesh, and it's defined as a mulchama mitzvah. Because a mulchama mitzvah is not all tzitzis and nefashos. Mulchama mitzvah is primarily because there's a shame mulcham. Once there's a shame mulcham, it's a mulchama mitzvah. Again, this is Mugdar and Mulchamas Rishus, but that's when it doesn't have Shem Mulcham. That's when you're making a preemptive strike. Miyasyashev, with this we can explain, answer what the Kasha of Reb Chatzka Lebransky in the Sefer Chazon Yecheskel, Tosefta Eilvin, says there Yershikifu Anochrim Unaho Chain Sina Amitaref is by Yam Chain Yachit Chain Yudav Erem Chal Shabbos Matzil and Zazman. If you have a city that was surrounded by Goyim or a river or a Sina that's shaking its sea, it's in danger of drowning, or a Yachit is Yudav, so all of these people in these situations are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save themselves. So it came toward the Shaila factor of Yecheskel Lebransky, why are they only saving themselves? Other people also should have to save them, like the Rambam says. When you're in these dangerous situations, remember the Rambam in Shabbos 2:23, Goyim Shitzor Adoros Yisrael, they're in a dangerous situation, you're Mechal Shabbos to save them, or Mitzvah Chol Yisrael. So in Chassidei Dovid and the Tosefta there in Halacha Hey, he brings the Gemara Eiruvin Nochum Shetzol Nochum Shetzol Al Yoros Yisrael. He borrows the Kenefashas for Frech the Chassidei Dovid. My time Al Yoros Yisrael Dafka, but Gam Al Yoros Shel Akum, Even if they're Goyish cities, why the Dafka Jew Yiddish cities? Why does the Dafka have to be Williamsburg? Or Ramat Beit Shemesh? Or New Square? Or Lavdiel? Tzfat? Or a Jewish city? Why does the Dafka have to be a Jewish city, even if it's a Goyish city? But if there are Jews in the Goyish city, even if it's a Memphis, Tennessee, not a Jewish city, but there are Jews in the city, if there are Jews in the city, you have to save them. So why Dafka a Jewish city? So Chassid Doctor says, Lav Dafka. Okay, Lav Dafka, Lav Dafka, but so if it's a Yerush Yisrael. So based on what we said, it says, Mohenu Rabbeinu, Gaon Hussein, I have a picture here where we learn our Torah. I have a picture, Mula Einayim Sheli, of the Mohenu Rabbeinu. So I could always see his smiling countenance. I learned his Torah. Incredible. So now he's smiling and he likes it. As Lefit Vareinu Muvan Itev. Omer Rabbeinu. Shekol Sheino Ayerot Shel Yisrael. If they're not Jewish cities, there's no din of Lachem Zchoy Ma'al Yisrael. Because not Ulcham Al Yisrael. It has to be defined as an Ulcham Al Yisrael in order to mandate Achil Shabbos that you should have to endanger yourself. That it's a din Ulchama, that there's no din of Pikuach Nefesh, that it's Mulchem's Mitzvah. In order to have that status, it has to be a Jewish city. Then it has a proper din Ulchama, Mulchem's Yisrael. Kol She'en Shal Ayerot Shal Yisrael, Ein Kan Din Mulchem Chuvah. של ישראל, שראינו זו מלחמה של ישראל, ומצא לצלת ישראל שבטוחה ואין נתחזה מפני פיקוח נפש, שלא מציל להם, ולא בזה חייבו הצלה. But if it's not, then it's not a Jewish war, then to say Jews, I'm sorry, to pikuach nefesh, you don't have to endanger yourself to save someone else. It's not a chiyuv hatzala. And we can also say pshat in the Tosefta that we mentioned. That Sam, it says, Ir shekifu akum. What Ir shekifu akum? If it's a city that was surrounded by goyim. So it's not talking about Yosh or Yisrael. Just like the other Hechitimsis, what else is it talking about there in the Tosefta? It's talking about a Sfina. It's talking about a ship that capsizes at sea. That's not a case of Mulchemes Yisrael. And Yochanan Yirdav al Yidei Akum, that's not a Mulchem. So in these cases, you don't have to endanger yourself. And therefore it says your Mechal Shabbos to save yourself. But somebody else doesn't have to get involved because you don't have to get involved unless Mulchem is mitzvah, you don't have to get involved. These people are Mechal Shabbos to save themselves and not someone else. That's what the Tosef is talking about. So we have Alav Yadeinu, a Yishush, V'chizuk, V'bisus, L'Hagara Shelanu, L'Mochemet Mitzvah, It's a Matzav V'Mocham, It's a Matzav V'Mocham Negi Yisrael. Then it becomes Mochem's Mitzvah, and all is fair. We're Mechal Shabbos, and we danger ourselves on the Pikuach Nefesh, Chulu V'Chulu. But otherwise not, and with this we understood the Tosefta, with this we understood the Gemara in Erev and Rambam. V'Hadvarim Me'irim Kesapirim Baruch Hashem. And the Moriah of our voice, we still have a lot more to talk about. So God should just give us life and health and Ali Kizachin. And please God, we will continue. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.